Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Ruziva Gagon B'Karav Mamish. And here we start getting involved in the details of a Sota. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Ketzan Mekana Law, how is it that a husband is Mekana, he warns his wife? Amar Law B'fnei Shnayim, he tells her in front of two people, Al Tedabri Mishplaini, don't speak with that man. V'dibri Imai, let's say she spoke with him, Adayin he mutaris labesam, mutaris lachol b'truma, she's still permitted to her house, which means she's mutter to her husband, and she's mutter to eat truma, if her husband is a kayin, because when her husband said, don't speak with him, he really meant, don't seclude yourself. And therefore, nechnasa ima lebeis haseser, if she went into a beis haseser, she went into a secluded area with that man, v'shasa ima kedei toma, and she waited with him the amount of time that she could become tame. Remember we said, tame means that she didn't aver with him. So in this scenario, sura lebeisa, she's usher to her husband, v'asura lechel b'truma, and she's usher to eat truma, if her husband's a kayin, until we could determine whether or not she for sure didn't aver with him. She only waited the amount of time in the secluded area that if she wanted to, she could have done that avera, but we don't know if she actually did. And v'meis, if at this point in time her husband died and they didn't have any children, chaletzes v'lemes yav emes, her brothers-in-law would have to do chalitza and not yibum. Now, once we spoke about her being usher to eat truma, we continue on with more cases. Mishnah Gimel tells us, ve'lo asuras melechel b'truma, the following women are usher to eat truma. Ha'imeres, let's say she tells her husband on her own, t'mei anilach, I'm tamei to you. You told me not to seclude myself with that man? Well, guess what? I secluded myself with him and I didn't avera, so she's not eat truma. V'shabo edim she t'meya, or if edim came and testified that she's tamei, so she's not allowed to eat truma. And by Maris Aini Shaisa, let's say she flatly refuses to drink the Meisaita, she's not allowed to continue eating truma. Vishabala Inoi Reitz Lashkaisa, if her husband doesn't want her to drink the Meisaita, she's still usher. Vishabala Bala Abaderech, if her husband is bail her along the way. This is something that's learned from Sukkim, that if while her husband is bringing her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Meisaita, he's bail her, he lives with her along the way, the waters are not going to work anymore. And in this situation, even though they're not going to work, she's still usher to eat truma. Now, just in regards to this last thing, the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Isala, so what do we do for her? The answer is, we bring her to the bezin of that city that she's in, and two talmid chachamim are given to the husband. Maybe he's going to be bail her along the way, and these talmid chachamim are going to be there, help preventing that. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, he's trusted not to be bail her along the way, and therefore, when he's bringing her to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have to give him two talmid chachamim to accompany him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalin, and hey, continuing to discuss this process of Saita and what happens to her next. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.